We have you on speaker.
Hey, good evening. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. Do you have a couple of minutes?
Who did you say you were with?
I'm with Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida.
Opinion Research.
Yes, ma'am.
And will the results of this research be available when you're completed with it?
They're actually 100% confidential. Your name was chosen. Maybe about 2 to 3 minutes. It depends on how fast we go through this. And it's just like, you know, questions about your community and the nation and the upcoming elections. It's real fast, I promise you.
Go ahead.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
I have 5 minutes.
Am I speaking with Christina?
You are.
Okay, wonderful. Now, first of all, you are registered to vote in Florida, and you are 18 years old,
right? I am registered to vote in Florida.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for that. What are the chances that you're voting in the August 20th primary elections for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain, probably, already voted? Chances are 50-50. Huh?
100%.
100%, okay. Now, do you plan to vote with the Democrat Party or Republican primary?
I will be voting in the Democratic primary. You probably see in your paperwork I'm a registered Democrat.
That information is not available for me to see. That's why we're completing the survey, but your answers are 100% confidential, so don't worry, okay? What year were you born?
I'm not going to divulge that information. I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries. And are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent?
Negative.
Negative. Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiple race?
I would probably say white.
White? Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the wrong track?
Way on the wrong track.
Wrong track, okay. Now, I'm going to read you names of some public figures, and I'd like to, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each. Okay. Now, one is very favorable, and then it goes on somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, okay? It's only about 5 people on the list. So, Joe Biden, do you feel very favorable or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay. Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.
And what position is that person running for?
Honestly, not available. It's just asking me, like, if you could rate these public officials and if you're very favorable or unfavorable.
Rodney W. Jacobs?
Yes, Junior. If you need time to think about that, I could go on to the next side. We wouldn't kill so much time. What about Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
What about Chad Klitschman?
I'm sorry, say the last name again.
Klitschman? K-L-I-T-Z?
Favorable.
Favorable, okay. What about Barbara Sheriff? Or Sharif?
That one's difficult because of what's been happening with that particular race. I would say somewhat unfavorable. And yeah.
What about Ronnie? Can we go back to him?
I'm trying to do that. So,
you know, these are not final answers. These are just, like, hypothetically speaking. You don't have to give me, like, the most certain thing, but if you feel like...
But I have to learn more about the person.
Right. I completely understand.
So
there is like a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable. You feel neutral. Okay. Take your time. No worries.
No,
as long as you have time, I have time.
Hang on. I will say for Jacobs, I will say favorable.
Favorable. Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay. On to the next. If the Democratic primary for Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Barbara Sheriff, Ronnie W. Jacobs Jr., and Chad Cliffman, for whom would you vote for?
I have not decided yet.
If you just had to choose one of them. And again, this is hypothetically speaking. This is not your final
answer. I have not decided, so I can't answer that question. I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries. Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, and it's the same list of people, if you just had to, can you give me an answer?
I cannot answer that question at this time.
Okay. No worries. Still thinking about the Democratic primary elections, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for Florida State Senate. So I'm going to read you a list, and please stop me whenever you hear one. That way I don't have to go all the way down the list. This may be about 7 or 8, okay? So going down the list, this is the first one, jobs and wages. LGBTQ rights is the second one. Climate change and the environment is the third one. Voting rights is fourth. Protecting reproductive rights.
I'm sorry, what was the fourth one?
The fourth one is voting rights. And did you got that right?
I heard what you said.
Okay. Now the next one is protecting. The following one is education, and it follows health care, and the next one will be home and property insurance. From that list, which one is most important for you?
Climate and environment.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you for that answer. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only, okay? Now, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Okay. Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you completed? First through 11th, high school graduate, non-college, high school, some college, including community college, 2 years degree, some college coursework, 4 year college graduate, postgraduate.
Postgraduate.
Okay. Now, and finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have you state your first name?
No, I can't do that. Because names are being recorded now and they're being used to hack people's accounts. So I'm sorry, I can't.
None of that. This is just to confirm that I actually completed my job. This is not being recorded to...
I understand, but you're cold calling me. So,
right, but you did verify your name.
Tell you what I'll do. I will spell my name for you.
What if I just told your name and you just tell me yes, better?
No, I can't do that either.
Okay.
Because you're recording that word as well.
Just your first
name. So I will spell my name. I will spell my name for you.
Wonderful.
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A. Last name, P-E-L-L-I-C-A-N-E.
That's very kind of you. You've helped me out so much. Now, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. You've been wonderful tonight. You enjoy the rest of your evening.
Hang on. I would like to get the results of the survey. How do I get that?
I can ask real quick. The best I can give you is like your survey ID. But
No. I want the total results of the whole survey. What you find with your entire survey. like who's leaning what way, who's leaning the other way. I'd like to have that information since I'm participating.
Okay, bear with me. I'm asking right now, okay?
I will hold on.
Yeah, yeah. This is actually the first time that someone's asked, so, you know, this I'm learning something new right now, so bear with me, okay?
Will do.
So I'm just waiting for a result right now, for an answer, so bear with me.
I have a few minutes.
Thank you for that. I'm waiting for an answer right now. Please bear with me.
Sorry to slow you down, but it is important to me, so thank you.
You're not slowing me down. I'm just, again, this is very rare. This is the first time in 6 years that someone's asked for me for the results.
Really? That's surprising.
honestly, we don't, well, I've never heard of, like, sanity, that's personal information. We're not telemarketers. We're just completing a survey, to be honest with you. You know?
But you will get results from the survey. So I'm not interested in any confidential information.
I don't see the survey results. All your answers are 100% confidential.
No, I don't want my answers. I want the results of all the surveys put together, which is why you're doing the survey. You're going